From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. North Korea announced Wednesday it successfully conducted a thermonuclear hydrogen bomb test Wednesday, defying again UN resolutions banning the country's nuclear weapons program. VOA's Brian Patton reports from Seoul. The United States, Japan, South Korea, and to some degree China have condemned Pyongyang's latest provocation.
Reports Wednesday morning that a 5.1 magnitude earthquake occurred near Punggye-ri, where North Korea conducted its last three nuclear tests, were the first indication that the seismic activity there was man-made. North Korea's state television soon broadcast a special announcement claiming it successfully detonated a hydrogen bomb that is much more powerful and destructive than an atomic bomb. South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe promised to punish North Korea for its nuclear provocation, while China said only that it firmly opposes Pyongyang's action. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
Meanwhile, many Asian stock markets declined Wednesday after that North Korean nuclear test unnerved investors, while the stock market in China itself steadied after news that Beijing would keep market-steadying measures in place. Japan's benchmark Nikkei index fell 1.3% to 18,144.99. Bangladesh's Supreme Court Wednesday upheld the death sentence given to the leader of the country's largest Islamist party for war crimes. A panel of judges rejected an appeal by Mutur Rahman Nizami, a former cabinet minister who leads the radical Jamaat-e-Islami party. The decision clears the last barrier for his execution. Nizami was convicted in October 2014 on charges of genocide. VOA News.